Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Illy Hardman, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, November 4th, 2022, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Reza Nazehi, Vice President of the Japanese Client Sales Group for EMEA in London. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Hi Lee, it's been another volatile week in the FX market. Whilst we saw both the Bank of England and the Fed hike rates by 75 basis points, it was interesting to note the divergence in rhetoric. On Wednesday, Fed Chair Powell's press conference iterated continued concern around inflation, essentially dashing hopes for a dovish policy pivot and suggesting that the peak in the Fed fund rate could in fact be higher than expected, closer to 5% or even above, which saw kind of US rate markets react immediately to price in a higher terminal rate of around 5.1% by the middle of next year, which is ultimately the highest level expected so far during the current tightening cycle. Overall, the comment signaled that the Fed is shifting to plans for a slower but more extended hiking cycle, whereas in contrast, we saw the Bank of England and Governor Bailey during his press conference essentially signal that they don't foresee hiking as much as currently implied by markets. How have the latest developments altered your outlook, Lee?
Hi, Reza. Yeah, no, like you say, I think the latest policy updates from the Fed and the Bank of England have supported our outlook for further pound weakness against the dollar as we head into year end. Obviously, like you said, just to begin with, the update from the Fed was more hawkish than expected. Yes, as the market had been anticipating, the Fed did open the door to potentially slowing the pace of hikes from the next meeting in December or from February meeting of next year. But more importantly, I think Chair Powell wanted to kind of break or the market's focus and take it away from the pace of hikes to ultimately the kind of final destination for how high rates are likely to go. And on that side of things, he delivered a more hawkish message saying that rates are likely to be higher than they had previously anticipated. And that repricing of a higher terminal rate in the US for next year, we do think will continue to put upward pressure on the dollar. And that, as we say, should put downward pressure on cable. And like you saw, that is being reinforced as well by the more dovish message from the Bank of England. Obviously, they did deliver a larger 75 basis point rate hike, but that was widely expected by the market. And more important, really, for rate market in the UK was the future rate guidance. And on that side of things, I think the Bank of England was very strong in terms of pushing back against the scale of rate hikes that was already priced into the UK rate curve. And they're making the point that if rates were to rise as much as the market had anticipated, then inflation would fall well below their inflation target over the kind of medium-term horizon. So to us, it's a very kind of strong signal that, yes, they're likely to still deliver further hikes at upcoming meetings, but we don't think rates are going to go much above 4%, which is obviously well below where market rates are currently priced. So I think as well that will lead to a broader weakness going forward. And I think when you combine that as well with the still very weak outlook for the UK economy, as we heard from the Bank of England this week, they are now expecting the UK economy to have already fallen into recession in the third quarter and expecting the recession to be quite protracted as well, lasting at least until the middle of 2024. Yeah, it's very difficult not to have a bearish outlook for the pound, and we still think ultimately cable will fall back below the 110 level in the coming months.
I think euro price dynamic is an interesting one, Lee. The euro has been consolidating at weaker levels against the dollar over the past month, with a pair remaining range bound between the 95 level and parity. However, the euros, in fact, continue to outperform more broadly as it strengthened again alongside the dollar in recent months. After hitting a low point on the 24th of August, it's kind of been the second best performing G10 currency after the dollar. So I guess driven by ongoing hawkish rhetoric from the central bank and also the easing of more acute fears over disruption for the eurozone economy from the kind of energy supply shock over winter. What are your thoughts on the latest policy updates from European central banks?
Yes, Russell, I think that's true. I think the euro is performing more resiliently, like you say, in recent months. And there are a number of fundamental reasons why that's the case. One, like you mentioned, I think market fears over a bigger and sharper slowdown for the eurozone economy over the winter period, those kind of fears have eased. And a key reason why that's the case has been the fact that natural gas prices in Europe have fallen very sharply over the past month or so, as we've seen successful efforts by European governments to rebuild those inventories ahead of the winter period. So it means we're less likely to have kind of forced rationing of energy use in the industrial sector and reducing the risk of an even deeper recession in Europe. So I think that kind of tail risk of an even sharper sell-off for the euro has clearly diminished. Secondly, as well, as we've seen as gain more focus this week, is also kind of rising optimism amongst investors that we could see a shift in COVID policy in China. Certainly building speculation that policymakers in China could shift to an easier COVID policy stance as they move away from this very strict zero COVID strategy. And if that is confirmed in the coming months and weeks, then I think that as well would provide further relief for risk assets. It would reduce the risk of an even harder landing for the global economy and certainly help to support China's economy to recover next year. And I think as we've seen, the euro, while not the most strongly linked to developments in China, it is relative to the dollar likely to be supported more if we were to see an improvement in China's growth outlook going forward. So I think that as well is also helping to give the euro more support here at these obviously more deeply undervalued levels against the dollar. And then, like you mentioned, finally as well, we have obviously seen a clear kind of hawkish shift from the ECB recently. And even at the last meeting, although they were on the more dovish side of expectations, kind of dampening expectations for continued large hikes going forward, the ECB has certainly been a lot more active than people had anticipated over the last couple of months. And that is as well offering more for support for the euro at this point. But I would still say that going forward, we're somewhat kind of cautious over continuing to expect this bullish trend for the euro to continue. We still think it's probably too premature to say that we're at the point where we can see a kind of sustained rebound for the euro against the dollar at this point in time. For that to happen, we'd need to see be more confident that the Fed as well is also shifting in a more dovish policy direction. And like we've seen already this week, Chair Powell is far from that kind of dovish pivot point.
Lee, given today's US non-farm payrolls printed a strong report, we're going to be closely watching out for Thursday's US inflation print, which, you know, if follows suit, then I imagine the 50 to 75 basis point rate hike in the US for December comes back into fold. You know, what are the key events to kind of watch out for in a week ahead?
Yeah, like you mentioned, Reza, I think the key event really will be the release of the latest CPI report from the US. Obviously, going into that report now, the market is pricing in a more extended rate hike cycle from the Fed, and is also kind of finely balanced in terms of expectations for the next meeting in December, split between the idea that the Fed could do one final 75 basis point hike or could slow down to 50 basis points. And I think the CPI report next week could be crucial. Obviously, if we were to see some evidence there of underlying inflation pressures showing signs of beginning to slow alongside headline inflation, then that could give the Fed some justification to shift to a 50 basis point hike in December. But obviously the concern is that, as we've seen over recent months, the risk is that we could have another stronger than expected underlying inflation print, and that would then very much keep pressure on the Fed to keep hiking rates at a faster pace and for longer. And ultimately, that would be the most bullish outcome for the dollar. So I think overall, going in there, I think there's certainly the possibility of quite a volatile market reaction next week to the CPI report. If we see a surprise either way, it has the potential to lead to quite a big move for the dollar next week. And yeah, we should be prepared for continued volatility in the FX market. As we've seen this week, the dollar is still in a kind of consolidation phase, really, at kind of high levels right now. Obviously, seeing the in the market, the dollar is kind of consolidating, but within that range, it's been quite volatile, and I think we're expecting that to continue. See, over the past week, we thought the dollar would have tried to kind of break to the upside after the hawkish Fed meeting, but as we've seen today, after the payrolls report, the dollar has kind of fallen back again quite quickly. So it does look like, at the moment, the kind of dollar is struggling for direction in the near term.
Great. Thanks, Lee. Thanks for your time. Good to speak to you as always.
You too, Reza.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.